President Biden says it is time for the war in Gaza to end. His comments came during a speech from the White House this afternoon in which he unveiled and endorsed the details of a new Israeli ceasefire proposal.
It's a roadmap to an enduring ceasefire and the release of all hostages. This proposal has been transmitted by Qatar to Hamas.
To discuss the Mideast plan and the politics of this moment, NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid is here. Hey, Asma.
Hi there, Ari.
Tell us about what's in this proposal that President Biden announced today.
This is a three-phase deal. The first phase would last 6 weeks and include a full ceasefire, plus the withdrawal of Israeli forces from all populated areas of Gaza and the release of a number of hostages in exchange for the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. They then go on to negotiate phase two, and Biden said that that could lead to a permanent end of hostilities and the release of all remaining living hostages. Phase three then would be reconstruction. I will point out, though, that Hamas has not yet agreed to the deal, and Biden himself acknowledged that even some within the Israeli government might not agree with it also.
Okay, so this is a long road before we actually reach peace. Biden sounded resolved today. What did you hear in his speech?
Yeah, I mean, this was a forceful pitch from the president. Plainly, he said, it is time for this war to end. And he was speaking to multiple audiences. To the Israelis, he argued that Hamas no longer has the capabilities to carry out a terrorist attack like October 7th, and he specifically put pressure on Hamas to accept this deal.
People all over the world have called for ceasefire. Now it's time to raise your voices and demand that Hamas come to the table, agree to this deal.
You know, but there is also the reality on the ground inside of Gaza. Just this week, the Israeli military pushed deeper into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, and Israel's national security advisor said that this war would last another 7 months. And Hamas has said that it would not accept a deal that did not guarantee a permanent ceasefire. And then Biden has to deal with the domestic reality here at home in the United States. He has been facing criticism even from within his own party about mounting civilian casualties. And then there is a competing push that he's facing to support Israel without conditions. In fact, earlier today, congressional leaders invited Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to give a joint address to Congress.
Yeah, you said he's speaking to multiple audiences. One of those is here at home, where Donald Trump, just a few hours before the White House speech, Trump addressed his conviction in New York. Tell us about that contrast.
Oh, it was a big contrast. You know, Trump spoke to reporters from the Trump Tower, painting himself as a martyr after his guilty conviction and continuing to suggest that his trial was rigged. And Biden, who I will say notably has been relatively silent about Trump's legal woes for many months, really took aim at Trump's suggestion.
It's reckless. It's dangerous. It's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict.
In Biden's words, the verdict reaffirms the American principle that no one is above the law. Trump was found guilty by a jury, he said, and the justice system ought to be respected. And he pointed out that Trump, like anyone else, has the right to appeal. The Biden campaign and this White House have tried and will continue to try to emphasize that democracy is at stake in this upcoming election. It was an argument that helped Biden win the presidency in 2020, but he is fighting a different political fight now. And you see that in the remarks that he gave today about the Middle East, because frankly, a prolonged war in Gaza does not help him.
NPR's Asma Khalid, thank you.
You're welcome.